y'all. Welcome to What's Cooking with Paula Deen. Well, I have to tell you, ain't nothing really cooking today, except we're just having a lot of fun. Today's episode is sponsored by my friends at Smith & Noble. Their beautiful handcrafted blinds, drapes, shades, and shutters are all custom made. So visit smithandnoble.com and let them create a space for you that I know you'll just love. As y'all can see, Bobby's here with me today.
And who else?
And Coco, aww. Coco Chanel, aww. My grand dog, aww. One of my grand dogs. And Bobby has been really, really busy, y'all, yeah. with a project that I'm so excited that he's doing. You want to tell everybody?
Sure,
or you
yeah.
might not tell them with enthusiasm and excitement that I'll tell them, so well, I'll tell them.
Okay.
Y'all, Bobby's got a part in a movie. His mother is over the moon excited for him. It's an independent movie, an hour and a half. It's a G movie, and it's kind of like a time warp thing. Okay, now I'll give you the opportunity to talk.
I think that was pretty much summed it up. It's just it's a neat opportunity. I got a call from a friend who told me that there was a movie being filmed in town and asked me if mm-hmm. I was interested in reading for a part, and I said sure. So I came down and
here to Phil's studio.
My good friend Phil mic'd me and filmed uh-huh. me reading some uh-huh. lines for uh-huh. a part, and I didn't really expect to get it. And they called me back really quickly and said, we would like for you to be in the movie. So I'm in the movie.
and
it's pretty cool.
I have to tell y'all, when Bobby was telling me everything, he said, Mama, I have to tell you, it was really, really weird talking to a coat rack.
Oh, here, yeah. I was yeah. talking to probably that flag stand right there.
Yeah, because...
Lori, I have to talk to you.
So read us one of your lines. Just read us one of your lines. I just love it. I get so excited. Now, act your part. Do your acting.
Well, let's see. It's the Constitution. I don't get it. I couldn't sleep, so I got up and read the darn thing.
Really?
Really? What is it? What am I missing here?
I don't know.
Yes, you do.
Oh, I do?
Yes, you do.
Well, see, I don't know the other person's lines.
Yes,
so.
You do. You have to make them up.
Oh, I have to make them
it's
up.
It's a fully improvised movie.
No, it's not.
All on the fly.
No, it's not.
100%.
No, it is not.
Absolutely it is.
No, because you told me you have to memorize all your lines.
Make it up as I go. That's why they hired me.
See, I knew you were smart.
No, there are lines, and it's fun. And it's the movie is, like you said, it's an independent film, and it's G-rated, which makes me really happy because my nephew, Jack, you can't see him, but he's here
he's
right now.
He's sitting in the producer's chair, y'all.
He's here right
Can
now.
Can we flip around and get our producer? Our number one producer. My grandson is also smart. And he's like his daddy and his uncle. He can do anything.
When they asked me about being in the movie, I was happy to hear that it was G-rated and what the subject matter was, because I want my nephews, and if Claudia and I ever have kids down the road, that you know, I'd like for them to be able to see
yes,
it and be proud of
yes,
it.
Yes,
so,
yes.
It's just a really fun opportunity. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, listen.
You've been in a movie.
I was in Elizabethtown.
Talk about it.
Oh, my gosh. To have an opportunity to work with... Cameron Crowe.
Me?
No, you weren't in Elizabethtown.
No, but I'm here now.
But to have the opportunity to work for Cameron Crowe and watch his excitement and the passion that he had for shooting Elizabethtown, it was an experience I will never forget, y'all. Mm-hmm. I just wouldn't have taken anything for that. Mm. And watching professional actors okay. do their thing, because they just told me to play me.
Right.
But to watch them do it, like Susan Sarandon and, what was the good-looking young man's name?
Orlando Bloom.
Mm-hmm. And Kirsten Dunst. Mm-hmm. You know, watching these people act was amazing.
Yeah, well... In my movie, I'm the biggest star in the movie.
So. Yes, you are. So, you ain't saying, you just saying.
Which isn't saying anything about me or anybody else in the movie. I'm working with people that are really talented and nice and fun, and they're like me. They're just so excited to be a part of it. These people are, these people are just, they're very good actors, but you might not recognize them from big movies. Like the man that's playing another major character in the movie is a really experienced stage actor. So he's done a lot of plays he's done Shakespeare and stuff, and he's
he's
a professional musician who has played on stage with the Allman Brothers, and just
he's
an older man than me. He's a really accomplished guy.
And what part does he play in the movie?
He plays a fella named Ben. And that's all I can say about that. And then, because I can't say anything, I don't want to give away the movie. And then the girl who was playing my wife, her name is Karen, and she's an experienced actress as well. But these people
So these are people that really hadn't...
They're actors. They're people who have not become jaded about it. Let's put it that way. They're experienced in the things that they want to be experienced in. And they're passionate about what they do. And there are two young people in the movie as well that are really good actors. And they're, you know, really young teenage people. That's just,
I can't wait.
Fun.
So listen, now I want you to seriously One of your lines, one of your speaking parts, just give it to me and I'll just try to react to it. But I just love seeing you act.
I just did it
for you. Well, but you was waiting on me to answer, so you just pretend like I'm answering. So, do you need to stand up to do this?
No, I don't.
Were you sitting down?
I was sitting down yesterday.
Okay, good.
Okay, you ready?
I'm ready.
All right, let's begin. Here's the scene. We're in a coffee shop, okay? And I'm sitting here reading my newspaper.
I'm eating a donut.
Nope, you're not.
Oh.
No, you're not. you're joining me at the table, okay?
Okay.
And I'm not expecting you, so I'm sitting here reading my newspaper. Where did you come from?
There.
Look, Ben. I had a really strange day yesterday. Maybe you can explain a few things for me.
Okay.
Anything I'd like?
Anything you like.
Okay. Well, first there was the dream, then I met you, and then the headline, and then, were you at the bookstore open yesterday?
Yes, as a matter of fact, I was.
I was a nervous wreck.
Why? Why were you nervous?
It's the Constitution. I couldn't sleep. So I got up and read the darn thing. And then, this is gonna seem really strange, but ever since the dream, I had this weird feeling that I'm in danger.
Well, you better not be.
I don't know why. You stepped on my line.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I don't know why. Or from what? But I had the shakes all morning. Excuse me.
What?
That's really a scene that we did yesterday. And you were almost perfect.
Oh, good. And what did you say excuse me for?
Because I had to go get my coffee. The barista had just called me and said, your coffee's ready.
Oh.
Why don't we take a break? I'm tired from all that acting.
Okay, let's take a break.
All right, here's a word from our sponsors.
The space that you live in really affects the way you feel. So my first recommendation is start by updating your window treatments with Smith & Noble. Smith & Noble's beautiful handcrafted blinds, drapes, shades, and shutters are custom made just for you, and they offer different service options to fit your needs. To get started today, contact Smith & Noble to get my special limited time offer, 25% off on your window treatments, plus free design consultation. Create a space that you're gonna love. For details about my special offer, go to smithandnoble.com/Paula. That's smithandnoble.com/Paula. Or call 1-800-659-3300. That's 1-800-659-3300. Well, Bobby, I can't hardly wait. So, Your movie will go to festivals, right?
Well, we'll be at the Academy Awards ceremony in Hollywood next February, and where I fully expect to be accepting. Actually, you know what's so funny? I said yesterday.
I think he's lying again.
Oh, I'm totally lying. I joke. Every time that I'm shooting a show, I always say, you know, something about me getting an Emmy. And it's a running joke I've always done. And yesterday, I was talking to the first AD, the first assistant director on set yesterday, and she was in the middle of doing something. And I said, you know, I'm going to get an Academy Award. And this woman looked at me, she goes, for this? I said, Angelique, I'm kidding.
She thought you were serious.
Yeah.
But
said, well, I am a good actor, aren't I? All right, it's good to be with you, Mama.
Oh, son, I appreciate you dropping in.
Mm.
And we love y'all and send your best dishes, although all we dished today was kind of goofy stuff, but that's all right. We had a good time together, I hope.